This podcast is supported by The Real Real. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention that everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Hi, friends. Welcome to We Are the BYC. I'm Dawn, the human behind the Instagram account at Baby Yoda SD, inviting you to join us for a delightful journey into the heart of the Baby Yoda community. Picture this podcast as your exclusive invitation to a favorite neighborhood coffee shop where enthusiastic members of the BYC gather to share heartwarming stories and laughter, uncovering the untold tales and vibrant personalities of the humans behind these precious baby Yodas, whether you're a longtime member or a newcomer. Get ready to join the fun as we embark on an adventure filled with camaraderie, emotion, and a whole lot of baby Yoda love. Pull up a chair, grab your favorite drink, and let's dive in. Hi, friends, and welcome back. Today we're talking with Selena, who is the human behind the account Yodette Remy. Selena has so much love for the BYC, and it really shows in this episode. Be sure to check out her account, where you can see adorable photos of Remy. It really highlights Selena's professional photography skills. Hope you enjoy the show. Okay, welcome, Selena.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Selena is the human behind the account Yodette Remy.
Yes, I am.
And I'm so grateful to have you on the show.
Thank you so much. I'm really excited to be here.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'm so grateful for anybody who's willing to just like share, you know, their story and where they came from and why they're here. I think it's so interesting.
It is, definitely.
Do you want to do like some of the community questions? Just kind of like break the ice?
Yeah, okay. Let's do it. Okay.
Okay, perfect. Let me see. Let me pull them up here.
Okay, cool.
We had a lot of good questions. It's so fun when people are like,
I know,
you know, participating.
Yeah, you really have to think about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so Brown Love, I'll start with them. They ask, how many babies is too many?
Man, really, it can go on and on.
Right?
I have my one baby Yoda. I used to have two others, but I ended up getting them adopted out, like to my little sister. She wanted one. So I was like, no, here, you can have her.
Oh, cute. Well, at least you know where she's at.
Exactly. Yeah. She's right. Yeah. So, and then I gave another one for a gift, and then I found Remy, my heart Yoda, I want to say, because I don't know. She's just different. She's just so different. And so I found her at Home Goods, and I don't know. I like sticking with one, but I love seeing everybody else's, like, a lot of baby Yodas. And I think it's, like, the super, like, cutest thing ever.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you, like, I mean, I just started off, well, I think most of us start with one and then it just, you know, they multiply somehow, but it's so much harder. Not that I don't love every one of them that I have, but like, for example, we just went and met with a friend yesterday and I only took two babies. And so I'm sitting here like, oh, the other ones didn't get to come and I feel so guilty.
you know? Right? That's how I felt when I had the other two. I felt like, oh, I'm not spending enough time with one or the other. So I'm like feeling bad about it. That's why I was like, I'm going to spend my whole entire time with Remy.
Yeah. So yeah.
I get it.
I know. And it's funny because people, I think people that are not in the community, they don't, I mean, first of all,
yeah,
it's like the whole thing is just over the top. But then to have, you know, this guilt for not spending time with all the babies.
Right.
It's just not, they don't get it. So, yeah.
No, totally not.
All right. Let's ask another question. This is from IvanArtist75. What is your favorite video game?
Oh my gosh. And I love video games.
Oh, do you? Are you a gamer? Cow.
I am a gamer. Nice. So my favorite video game is Halo 3.
Oh, nice.
I'm an Xbox player and Halo 3, I just has been my game since I was a teenager. And I just, everything about it was just, I met really great friends on there and they're still my friends to this day. And it's just, I love, that's my favorite game. That's my top favorite game.
Cool. I think it's so cool how they have like, I mean, I only played video games, never online, just, you know, with myself or whatever on the computer. But I love how there's become communities now for gaming.
Yeah.
And people make friends, just like, you know, you're saying. It's like, it's such a huge world, but it really kind of brings it all in close when you can
really
connect with people.
Does. Yes, you get it. You totally get it.
It's cool.
It is cool.
Well, what was like the first thing about Baby Yoda that captured your attention?
So funny. Don't laugh, but I'm really not into the Star Wars like movies or anything. It is so weird. And then really how it started was I was on Instagram, like I think it was like 2-3 years ago, and I the first account, and they're still my friend on Instagram now, it's called Yoda Best Baby. And that was the first account that I was like looking at their stuff and I saw Baby Yoda. I was like, oh my God. I was like, I have to get one now. And then that profile really inspired me to really just get into Baby Yoda and stuff. And so it just kind of spiraled out from there.
Wow. That's really, I love how it's, I really do like how people are not necessarily Star Wars fanatics or even Mandalorian fans, and but yet they're drawn to the baby. Like, you don't have to be a Mandalorian or a Star Wars fan to love this little baby.
I know. They're just that freaking addicting and cute. I love it so much.
Yeah. And I think it's, I think seeing the accounts that people have, I think that is what really kind of also like lends to that infatuation, because when you see people's posts, it's like you're not just taking a picture of a doll and it's just, you know, stuck over here somewhere. I mean, it's like you're looking at the life of that baby.
Exactly.
You really see it. And, you know, I see that with Remy, with your pictures. Like, are you a photographer? Have you had like photography background?
Yes, I am a photographer.
You can tell. I mean, gosh, I love your photos and your posts of her. It's just like amazing.
So that makes me so happy. I always, me and Remy, we try to, you know, just collaborate and just like, you know, make content for everybody every almost, you know, we try to every day and stuff and just kind of show the world from Remy's eyes through the lens. And I think that's really important.
Yeah. Well, it does. It comes across. And yeah, it's like, it just, it goes to prove that the babies are the stars of the show. You know, like they're the ones really like running the show basically. So
really, it really is. Yes.
That's so cute. I like that. So, how did you end up joining joining the BYC? Like, you saw Yoruba's Baby, and then did you decide, mm-hmm. like, from there?
So I went to Walmart trying to look for this Baby Yoda. That's when I came across my first one, which was Siren, and I got her. And then I'm just like, I'm going to start posting on Instagram and post, you know, the hashtags. And it just started coming in, and everybody started, you know, with the Baby Yoda. It just like blossomed, you know, and oh my gosh, I just, being a mom to two kids is tough. I'm 30 years old, and you know, I've battled with anxiety and stuff, and you know, it's really my escape when I am like, your mindset, you put it towards the Baby Yoda, like you get in that child mode, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's bringing your inner child out, and it really helps me like throughout the day. Like if I'm having a bad day, I'll go and put like sit with Remy or just hold Remy and stuff, and then it really puts me in a good mood. And everybody a part of the BYC is just so amazing. I've met great friends. They're just, everyone's just so sweet.
Yeah. It's like, how can you not be when this baby is like the center of our universe, right? You know, our community, basically.
Exactly. Yes.
What do your kids think about Remy and the whole thing?
So I have two boys. I have a 9-year-old boy. He's my oldest. And then I have my 6-year-old mom. Like, why do you do that? It's so funny. They're used to it though.
Yeah. I think it's so funny when, I mean, because I think most kids are somewhat embarrassed by their parents anyway. And so it's so funny. Like, I always want to know, what do the kids actually think about mom with her Baby Yoda?
No, so that's funny. It's funny. And they think it's funny too. And they're totally used to it. So.
Yeah. That's cute. I love that.
Thank you.
So would you say, like, has the BYC made a difference, like not only Baby Yoda and having Remy, but like the whole community, have they made like a difference, I think, in your life?
Such a huge difference. They bring me so much joy, and I just love hopping on there and just I love commenting and just getting in that role play, you know, mindset. Yeah. And it's a whole different world for sure. You know, and they really did change my life. Like, I crochet now because of Baby Yoda. I never used to, like, I didn't want to crochet ever. And then she's, like, helped me, like, get into that. And my shop, my Etsy shop, like, I did that because of her. A lot of inspiration and greatness.
That's so cool. And that's actually one of the questions that kind of came up from the community. Who was it? Who asked that? It was Toy Nut Grogu. Oh, he says, do you plan to reopen your Etsy shop? Oh, is it? It's on vacation right now, right?
It is. It's on vacation mode. Oh my gosh. I think business has just been really slow.
Yeah.
It's tough. It's really tough. You know, I was doing good for a while, and I really appreciate everyone that was, you know, like helping my business out and stuff. And it makes me happy seeing people buy my stuff.
Yeah.
In my head, I'm like, oh, I don't think it's good enough to sell, but they really loved it. Mm-hmm. Their items. So I really do want to reopen it, though. I really want to try it again.
Yeah. So. Well, I think, I mean, God, they were super cute. I love the hats that you made.
Thank you.
It's so funny. There's another friend in the community who also started crocheting. And she doesn't sell anything. I think she just makes it for her own babies. But
yeah.
Like, she just started doing it because of the babies. And
right?
I think that's like so awesome.
Isn't like, that so cool? Like, mm-hmm. inspiration and just, oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so like they're a nice escape for us and
it is.
You know, keep us sane, I guess, but then they yes. also inspire us. So, you
they
know.
They really do.
It's like, what can you say? It's like these little guys are just yeah.
awesome.
They're
just incredible.
Yeah. They totally are. Well, let me ask you another community question.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect.
Okay, well, Emmy Lindo asked, how did you decide to buy your first Baby Yoda? But I think that's when you were mentioning that you got Siren mm-hmm. after seeing Yoda Best Baby, so.
Yes, greatest buy in my life, really. Yeah.
How many, so you've had three total?
Yes, so I had Siren, I had Anais, and then now I have Rex.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts, but not just any gifts, real gifts, thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale, and it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something you're impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention that everything's up to 90% off retail? Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Oh, okay.
Remy's my heart Yoda. She's my permanent one. I just adore her. Oh my gosh.
What is her personality like? Does she have her own like?
Oh my gosh, she is just very spunky. I love dressing her up, and I get these outfits from Shein.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're wondering where you can get your Baby Yoda outfits that are newborn, Shein is where you can get them.
Oh, good idea.
Yes, because you know how when you go to find, like, clothes for them and, like, they fit, like, a certain size?
Yes.
Yeah. Shein is where you want to go. And they fit really good, too. But she goes everywhere I go.
I love that little jacket. Did you get that from there too?
I did. It just came in too. And it's cute. It's soft and I can put her little pins on there.
Oh, she's
yeah.
So cute.
I know. Gosh.
Have you ever met up with anybody? Like anybody from the community?
I want to.
Oh, yes.
I live like in a small desert town, like southern Arizona. I would like to have like a meetup maybe in Tucson or maybe Phoenix area, because I live right between Tucson and Phoenix, so
that'd
be really cool.
Yeah, that's not too far. Like I think, well, for me Phoenix is like an 8-hour drive. I want to say, which I mean, relatively speaking, that's not that far. I mean, when you think about the United States,
I know, right?
But yeah, it's so fun. It's so fun to meet up with people that are like, share your same interests. And like, we have so much in common, even though we're from different walks of life. It's like, we can relate totally because of the babies.
Yeah, I know, right? And do you meet up with them a lot too, like other people?
Well, I don't want to say a lot, but like, let's see. Mm-hmm. We met up with, this year we went to, Daddy Love Grogu had a wedding. So we went to Seattle and we went to their wedding. And so there was a couple other baby accounts that went. So we got to see them.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And then like right now, Baby Yoda Bebison is here in California. They're up in the LA area. They're up here visiting family for Christmas.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So we went and saw them yesterday. And then we're going to meet again at the end of the month.
Yeah.
With maybe a couple other Baby Yoda accounts that are here. So it's so funny because, you know, like even if we don't see each other regularly or if we've never met in person, it's like as soon as you meet them in person, if you've been, mm-hmm. you know, talking to them online, mm-hmm. it's like you already know them. It's like you're just talking with an old friend. So it's really been like so amazing.
Right. That is really cool.
Yeah. So you've got to do it one of these times that. If there's something around.
I know. That would be so fun. Yes.
I wonder if there's anybody else like in Arizona. There's got to be other accounts.
I think so. I feel like we should like just kind of ask and see if there's any accounts in Arizona sometime. Mm. And you can, yeah. and then we can like, oh, hey, you know, we should do like a little meetup.
Yeah. Yeah. I know like that's, people do that, like they'll put it out there like, oh, we're gonna meet up in, you know, whatever month.
Yeah.
And just kind of fish around.
Right. Like we need like a friend. You know what? We need a Baby Yoda friend finder.
Yes.
I'm serious. Like
almost like a, not like a dating app, but like a friend app for babies.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh my God, that's funny. That should be a thing.
Yes, I think so. That would be so cool.
Well, have you ever been on the Two Towers put together the Baby Yoda community website? Have you ever seen that?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, so there's a website now. If you just go to babyyodacommunity.com,
uh-huh.
And so there's, you know, all kinds of stuff on there, of course, but then. There's also a, like one of the pages on there is about meetups. So if anybody, yeah. So if anybody's planning a meetup or, you know, wants to get one started, yeah, they'll put it out there and then people will see it and, you know, you kind of get in contact. So.
No, we had a website.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this community is like.
No, dude, I'm totally gonna check it out.
Yeah. Oh, and she also, they'll put on there if you ever open your shop again, they have like a list of creators in the community, so people will know to go check out your shop.
I'm gonna check it out for sure. Thank you.
Yeah.
That.
Oh, totally. So I was going to ask you this question from Baby Yoda 253, but I don't know if it applies because she asked, who is your favorite Star Wars character? And it can't be Grogu, she says.
Yeah, I know. I feel bad. I'm like, I know nothing about Star Wars. I'm pretty boring.
That's totally okay. You like the, you know, the best character. And that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, so how did you come up with, I'm always interested in knowing how you came up with the baby's names.
Yeah, that's a fun one. Oh my gosh. So Siren was from my favorite band. It's called Sleeping with Sirens. That's a heavy metal band. And then Anais is from Gumball, the cartoon Gumball.
Oh,
I love that cartoon. And then Remy, I used to work at a dog groomer's place, and their shop dog, they had their little dog that would be in the shop. Her name was Remy.
Oh, cute.
Like, oh, that is so cute. I like Remy, so I stuck with it.
That's a cute name. And it's super unique. Like, I don't think there's any other babies in the community named Remy, so.
I know. I love unique, like, names. I think they're just the best thing ever.
Oh, yeah, totally. I know. What was I going to say? Somebody had, Oh, well, never mind. It doesn't even apply.
It's been a long week. You're fine.
Edit. I was like thinking of something else that I'd heard earlier. And I was like, wait, no, that doesn't even. Never mind.
Totally fine.
I'm so sorry. That's what you see when you hear these episodes. It like all flows and it sounds okay. But it, like, you never see this behind the scenes where I'm like.
The bloopers, huh?
Yeah.
I love the bloopers. It's the funnest part.
Well, you know what's funny? I was, the podcast obviously goes on like the podcasting sites, you know, Spotify and Apple podcasts and stuff, but it also is on YouTube, just the audio, you know, in case people don't have any other podcasting things. But I was debating, and of course it would be up to the person, you know, I was thinking about uploading the video and like the fully unedited version. So like, they would get all of the stupid, like, oh God, I didn't mean to say that, you know?
Yeah, but no, you should. I would totally be fine with it.
You would be okay with it if I did?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I'm down for it. And I think I love your little podcast. Honestly, Liz was like, last year, like, I was like, I want to do a podcast for Baby Yodas. Like,
oh my gosh.
Talking about Baby Yodas with people. But then, like, you just made it happen. So it's perfect. And then when I saw you're doing that, I was like, oh my gosh, I have to hop on and tell my story.
Yes, absolutely. Oh gosh. Well, I'm so glad that you're willing, because I think you would be the first person. You would be the first video of the podcast that would go up. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Put me in there, girl. I'm good.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. Oh, Baby Yerson asked a pretty good question. He asked, how has your life and or perception changed since you've been in the community?
A lot of peace, I think. A lot of happiness, a lot of joy. It's just a great community. And I think everybody in it is just really amazing. And, you know, I know this, like, it helps a lot of people too, you know, when they're going through depression or the real life stuff. It's hard. And we can turn to Baby Yoda, and I see that through the community, and I see that it brings people joy and happiness, and in that moment everything's okay.
Yeah.
And so it's just been really life-changing for me too, and I always like hopping on there, and it always puts a smile on my face, and I think that's really important.
Yep. Yeah, isn't it? It's so true, because I don't know, like, of course we all go through times when we just don't want it, you know, I don't know if it's depressive or anxiety, but like, you just don't want to do anything. You don't want to talk to anybody. You don't want to see anybody. And so like for myself, I'll just get on the community and I'll just like scroll, just look at pictures, just see what the babies are doing. And it literally like makes you happy. It just, you know, it can make me emotional thinking about it, because you know, there's a lot of stuff that we go through in life, and you know, just having that little outlet is, I mean, like, crucial, I feel. And I've had friends who've had people message them, you know, friends in the community, and they've told them, like, you know, like, whatever was going on in their life. And, you know, the only thing that was making them happy was to look at that, their account, you know, like, look at their posts and stuff. And it's like, and these people are not in the community. They're, you know, just people that happen to look at our stuff. And I thought, you know, that's so amazing that it's not just happiness for us, but it's like reaching people who are not even in the community.
Exactly. You know, it's funny too, because my friends, I have some friends, and I'd mention my Baby Yoda stuff to a lot of my friends because I'm scared. I have a really good friend, and her name's Nicole, and I was like, can I show you something? She's like, yeah, show me. And I showed her my Baby Yoda account. She's like, oh my gosh, that is the coolest thing ever. And she just loved it so much. And she's like, girl, that is just so cute. Like, keep doing what you're doing and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then when people mm-hmm. ask me, like, what do you crochet?
Oh, yeah.
I crochet Baby Yoda hats. They're like, oh, that's so cool. That's a fun topic for sure.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. But no, I mean, it's like, you could be doing so many other things that are worse, you know,
in right.
your eyes.
That... Right? Seriously, like, oh my gosh, yes.
But that's cool. I think it's, you know, and you could also, I mean, like, I'm looking at my cat right here. Like, if Baby Yoda, you know, making Baby Yoda hats. You could also turn that into, like, a side hustle, making hats for cats or dogs. You know, it's kind of like the same concept, just different mm-hmm. side.
Yeah, you're right. You know, it's funny. I make scarves for my dogs.
Oh, how funny.
Yeah, they deal with my shenanigans, huh?
I love that.
Right here, staring at me.
How cute. I love that. Okay, let's see. Oh, Wickedly Wednesday. She wants to know, Santa Claus or Krampus?
Ooh. Ooh.
Are you familiar? Oh, are you familiar with Krampus?
I do. I love me some Krampus. I like Krampus. I love the movies. I'm a horror movie fan, and I think both have like cool backstories to them, you know, with Santa, and then you have the evil like Krampus that takes bad kids away and stuff. Well, I'm gonna have to go with Krampus. Actually, like, they might like that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I'm sure she'll be down with that. She'll be like, yep, we're friends now. We can be cool.
Definitely.
That's good. Okay, Daddy Love Grogu. They want to say, or they say, it's such a basic question, but what's your favorite food?
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts, but not just any gifts, real gifts, thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale, and it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention that everything's up to 90% off retail? Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
My favorite food would have to be Mexican food. Oh, I could go down on some like bean burrito enchilada style with rice and beans on the side.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that's my go-to plate all the time.
Yep. You can't go wrong with that.
Oh, no, man. Definitely.
Yeah. I think I'm the same, like, living in San Diego, you have to be a fan of Mexican food. But yeah, I think if I had to only have one type of food, it would be Mexican. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just
so good.
Yep. Everything about it is good. Love it. Okay, Patu Towers. Oh, so she sent in three questions. Okay, wait. The babies sent in two questions and the mom sent in one question.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, so here's one of them from one of the babies. Do you like milkshakes and what's your favorite flavor?
Milkshakes, yum. I actually love me some straight, just plain vanilla. Mm. Just a basic milkshake. That's the best for me.
Yep,
for
that sure. works. That works. All right, another baby question from Patu Towers. Do you think broccoli is evil or super duper evil?
I actually asked my youngest son. He said, super duper evil.
Oh. So he's on the side of no broccoli, right? He's like not a fan?
No.
That was a good question.
That was so cute. I love it.
Okay, and then so finally, Melissa, who is the mom of the Two Towers, she says, are you excited for the new Mando and Grogu movie? You think you'll see it?
You know, I might watch it. I might do it. I started watching, though, on Paramount, The Mandalorian and stuff. I watched a few episodes and stuff, but I'll watch it for them.
Yeah. let's see. Oh, okay. So Pepito 666 Piel de Verde, they asked, tell us about yourself, dear Remy. What are your hobbies?
Well, Remy loves doing photography with me.
Oh,
we
yes.
We are always going outside, and she loves getting her photos taken, as you can tell.
Yeah.
And she loves her coffee in the morning with me.
Oh, good.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. We have to have our coffee in the morning, and then we usually just, we like to go outside, and the weather has been really nice, and we just like to hang out with everybody. Aw, Remy.
Aw, cutie. Do you have do photography, like have another, like an Instagram or any other?
I do. I actually do have a photography Instagram. Yes, I do. I can send you that and check it out.
Yeah, totally. I would love to look at that. Yeah, because your pictures are just awesome.
I got a new lens, so I've been like playing around with it, and it just makes the photos just look just like really beautiful. Gosh. It just pops. Like I'm like, oh.
Yeah. What kind of a camera do you use?
So I have a Canon T7.
Okay.
Yeah, and it came with the kit lens and stuff. Definitely worth it. I love taking photos, and these guys are the best, like, models.
Yes.
We're always, always taking pictures.
Well, they're very cooperative, you know, for the most part. Like, there's not too much, like, back talk.
Oh, they're really good at being cooperative and stuff.
Totally. Aussie Grogu wants to know, what is your favorite animal?
Wow. That's a tough one.
I know. It's hard to narrow it down.
I know. I want to say my favorite animal, and this is really funny, it's a chihuahua.
Oh, cute.
I have two chihuahuas. I've grown up with them my whole life. So
it's
just my favorite thing ever.
Are they the really tiny, tiny ones?
Here, let me see. Let me grab one of my dogs. So, Airy. She's a chiweeny.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, she's half chihuahua and half wiener dog.
How cute.
Thank you.
That's a good mix. Wiener dogs are so, I love them. They have like the best personalities.
Oh, she's the best.
let's see. How long have you had your account, or when did you start it?
I started in 2020.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so it's been 4 years.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Yep. How long is your account?
Yeah, that's, I started mine too, like in, when was it, June or July of 2020? Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds right. I think that's what. Coming out, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I know some people, I didn't even know about the babies until I saw Instagram pages that had the babies.
See?
Yep. And so I was so shocked when I found out that people knew that they were coming, and they had them like on wait lists or something to buy them, like in April or.
Yeah. I remember that.
I was like, how did you guys even know that they were coming out? I had no idea.
That is, I know, right? And then, it's just amazing. Oh, another huge thing that's so cool is how people start customizing them.
Oh, yes.
Oh my gosh. Like, the Pink Yoda is oh, her customizations, and then everybody, it just blossomed, and everyone just like has their own like style in creating them, and I'm just like, wow, like you can do so much with them. Like, it's so cool.
Yeah,
it's art, it's beautiful.
I know, I'm so blown away by that too. Like, talking about the Peak Yoda, just like, how did she have the idea to do this with these babies?
Yeah, it is totally so cool. Mm-hmm. Wow, and they're so adorable, so cute.
Yeah, I really like how that makes them look more like the way she does. And there's a couple other creators in the community too that, you know, customize them, and they just make them look even more real. Like,
yeah,
the shading, and they put the hair
in. Yeah, it's totally me. I just think that's just the coolest thing ever. I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
There's another account too, I can't remember. Olipop.
Ollie and Friends or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they do like, they did like the cow. They did like a cow, Baby Yoda. Oh, I thought it was so cute.
I know.
The coolest things ever. I love it.
Yeah. I know. It's so fun. I just like how everybody, I mean, really everybody in the community is so creative, and even people who don't think that they are because they've got these babies, they're dressing them, they're, you know, making accounts for them.
Seriously, it's so cute. Like, I started the Baby Yoda Sackies, and it's for the legless.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Yeah, it's for the legless Baby Yodas, and I use jean, and then so their bottoms don't get dirty and stuff. And I was selling those for a while, and a lot of people love them and stuff. And because, you know, no one wants to get their butt dirty.
Yes. Oh my God. I totally forgot you were making those, because I remember seeing those before, and I was going to order one at some point. And then I waited too long or something. And then, yeah, you know, so
I'll have to start them again.
Dude, you should, because yes, I think it would be, people would love them. I know. I'm trying to put like different things on them.
Yeah.
To keep their little butts clean. But those little sacks are perfect, and they're cute.
So much. I know. I got to get my sewing machine out and start sewing again. That's been away for a while, but I need to get back into it. But yeah, it's really fun seeing everybody just dress them up and just everything. They have like their own little personalities, and their eye color brings out their personality.
Yep, I know. It is true. It's just like, they're just such unique little characters.
They really are. They really are. I love it so much.
Let's see. I have some just like random kind of like quick fire questions.
Yeah.
Let's see. What is... Okay, I don't know if this is a good one to ask about, because, like, how can you explain it without showing it? But do you have a favorite Baby Yoda GIF or meme?
That is a hard one. Sorry. Oh, my God. Oh, I actually made one. It's the perfect one. It's, I think I shared it on my story not too long ago, but it's a... It's like this little girl sleeping, and she has a baby, and it says like, there's a like, that's why they have their eyes open, because they scare away like the demons at night.
Oh my gosh.
And I'll repost it on my story.
Yes.
I love it. It's my favorite thing ever. And it is super cute. I'll share that again. I'll tag you in it.
Okay.
You check it out.
Oh, I love that. That's a really good one.
It is so cute. I was like, oh my gosh. Yes.
Perfect. Okay, I'm writing it down so I can remember to, if I can remind you if you don't send it.
Okay,
let me write that down. Okay, good. That's good. I like that. How cool, Selena.
Yay.
All right. And so if Grogu could speak, and we know like from watching the show, he doesn't really speak. He makes sounds. Mm-hmm. What would his first words be?
Patu? She was I didn't know what it meant, and then it meant like like happiness?
I think so, because let's see, Nicole from Life of Baby Yoda, like they started, I think it's with Shubi Chu. I want to say, I'm probably getting it wrong. But yeah, they started Patuesdays.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, Patuesdays. Yeah. And they're like, it means like happy, the best thing ever and stuff. Yep. So I was
so cute.
And, that's a cute word. And I think that's what they would say.
Yeah. That's perfect. All right, let's see. Oh, okay. Here's something like kind of touching on memories that you have from the BYC. Has there been any like particular post or event or anything that's happened in the community that kind of stands out to you?
Yeah, I like the Happy Mail. I was a part of the Happy Mail, I think a couple years ago. And I thought that was like the cutest thing ever. Just sending each other cute little gifts and stuff. And then I like getting the little holiday cards and stuff. I love mailing those and stuff. I even have like a little like scrapbook and I save those in there forever.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do that same thing. Yeah.
Aww. So
I would
cute.
Say, like, when I'm 80 or 90 years old, I'm going to look back at this and it's just going to, it'll be the only thing I can remember because I'm sure I'll have dementia, but I'll remember Baby Yoda. And
oh my gosh, you're right. Yeah.
I love the whole Happy Mail thing. I think it's just like such a cool way to connect people.
Oh my gosh, it's the best thing. Like, hey, I'm Arizona, check out these cool things. One time I sent like a cool a geode that we found in our desert, and I was like, oh my gosh, a little bit of Arizona, you know.
Oh, that is so cool.
Yeah, so I try to, if I ever like do Happy Mail, right now it's just so hard with money, but
yeah,
I try to send stuff that way they get a little piece of Arizona and whatnot. Yeah. So
I think that's a really cool thing to do.
Like,
yeah. Oh, I love that idea. Because it doesn't have to be like something you buy or spend money on, just something from the area. Even if you send like a dried leaf or something. This came from my yard. I think that's cool.
A little souvenir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's really cool. If you could think of one word to describe the BYC, what would it be?
Amazing. And I love it so much. And just, you know, just keep going. Even, you know, going through the hard things in life, just keep going. And just know that we have a whole community of family, friends that are there for you and that care about you. And just know you're not alone and stuff, and we can all get through it together.
Yep, exactly. I love that. I think that's the thing, is we are all there for each other. It's like you can go and like post something, or you know, even reach out in a chat and just, you know, kind of connect with people and get that support that you maybe are not getting at home, or you know, with people that you know in your personal life, that you can get that through the community. I think it's been so, I don't know, just such a godsend for a lot of people.
It has. It really has. Like, I know 2020 was hard too with COVID and things. So there's a lot of, you know, I'm sure it was really hard for a lot of people, but we were able to communicate with each other through via, you know, Instagram, Baby Yoda community, you know, and it has really helped a lot. It's helped me, and I know it's helped a lot of other people, you know, like you and everybody else. And I think it's just amazing, and, you know, showing love and kindness, and it just makes everything go around.
Yep. Yeah, totally. And I wonder sometimes, like, if it wasn't for the pandemic, would the community even exist? I mean, I think it would, but maybe not on the level that it is.
I think I think so too, because you know we were so like isolated and stuff. We were like, what do we do? Oh, you know. Yeah. But yeah, it's a tight knit community, and I think it's really important. I think it's so important, and we just gotta just stick together, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I just hope we're here for like, I mean, we've been here for 4 years already. I hope we're here another 4 years, 10 years.
I hope so too. I always worry like, you know, as we get older and older, like, is that flame gonna go away? You know, am I gonna stop like not being as active? There was a time where I took like, oh my gosh, I took months away from the Baby Yoda community. I was focusing on something different, but she was always there, you know, just like on my nightstand. And I felt like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm missing out. And I hope it's always there. I hope it never goes away, because it is so important.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, I know that there are some of us who've kind of come and gone. I mean, there's accounts that have left that we don't see.
Yeah,
anymore.
I know. It's so sad.
It is. It's like, it feels like it's a family member that, I don't want to say that's died, but it's like, they're just gone. You're never going to see them again or hear from them. And
I know.
It's heartbreaking. But then there are ones that will leave, like, there was somebody who came back recently who had been gone for like a year. I mean, their account was still there, but like they hadn't posted or been active.
Right.
And then they came back, and everybody was so happy. And it's like, I get it that, you know, life happens. Like, we can't be like consistently posting and engaging and stuff. But as long as like the community still exists, I think it's always going to be open for us to come and go, you know.
Come and go. Yeah, exactly. Like, and we're welcomed with open arms always.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it too. Like, you can be gone for a year and come back and people are just like, yay, you know.
Like, I'm so happy to see you. And like, that's how it is. Like, I'll make a post like, hey, we're back. And then it's just like, everyone's like, oh my gosh, we miss you. Like, and it just makes you feel good. Like, wow, like, we're wanted. We feel like loved and appreciated and everything. It just makes you feel so good. Like, I'll be smiling at my phone all the time. And like, love it. I love everybody. I think everybody's just amazing.
Yeah. It's like, it's like the best of humanity.
It really is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's just so cute. I love it. It's so amazing. I hope that flame always stays.
Yeah, me too. Well, I think if we keep evolving and just, you know, are prepared just to kind of roll with it, I think it's going to be there, because we've really made connections.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Yes, we really do. And just keep on living, keep on going.
Yep,
for sure.
Exactly. Well, any like final thoughts or messages that you want to share?
I just want to say that, you know, I really appreciate everybody, and I'm really happy to be sharing my story with you guys. And I don't know, I think it's just going to be really cool for everyone to hear about my story and Remy's. And and not a lot of people get what we do, you know? And like, my husband, he's so funny. He's like, what are you? He doesn't get it, but he sees that it makes me happy. And so that's the important thing, is if it makes you happy, just do it. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. And I think that's pretty much just it. And I really, really appreciate you having me on here.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm just so happy that you wanted to. I'm so excited anytime anybody's willing to come on, because I know I'm excited to hear about people and, you know, get more info. Like, not to be nosy, but, you know, I want to know what's going on in your life.
Tell me, like, what got you into this? Like, it's always, it's so real. Like, what made you I'm glad you did that because, like, yeah. I'm curious too. Like, oh, what, you know? So, and I'm glad you're a part of my life now. You're like gonna be my best friend. So
yes, for real. Yeah, that's cool. Cause yeah, for me, like, I feel like a little bit, like I'm meeting people like even more than I am on, you know, online or like in the community. Like getting to talk to people one on one. I get to like know you better. And so it's hopefully other people get that too. You know, we're getting to know each other more.
I love it so much.
Yeah. It's totally fun. Anybody that you want to hear from, I always try to like, I don't want to like call anybody out or like put anybody on the spot, but like, I want people to know that we want to hear from you. Like, so
no, like you got to tell me. I have, let me see. There's a favorites that love my stuff all the time. Oh, my Astro Baby. Did Astro Baby do it yet? Or no, I don't think
nope,
so.
Not yet.
He's so cute. Astro Baby is my biggest fan.
I love Astro.
I love that little guy.
All right, Astro, I hope you're listening. Hopefully you listen to the podcast because you're getting called out.
True.
Oh. Well, Selena, thanks so much for joining, for coming on and sharing your story. And
thank you so much for having me. I've been waiting all day for this podcast. So I really appreciate it so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. And, you know, you're totally welcome back again in the future if anything comes up or you want to just, you know, update people on things. If your shop comes, like gets activated again.
Yes,
I would love to know.
Oh yeah, you bet. I will definitely let the community know. So yeah, that'll be great.
Awesome. Okay, friends. Well, thanks again, and I will talk to you. I'll talk to you online.
All right, we will see you there.
All righty.
Okay, bye.
And that concludes this episode. I hope you enjoyed hearing about Selena's BYC experiences and can relate to her love for all that the community has brought for her. Take care, everyone, and see you next time. Bye for now.